Good morning. My name is Aaron Simo. I've been coming to this church for 12 years. I'm a part of the youth group, and I help out with Vacation Bible School each year. I'm famously known for being a rapper among the VBS kids. But God has changed my life, blessed me so much, and I like to tell others about Him. One way I do this is I take the kids from the youth group or friends from the congregation, and we talk to people at Starbucks or the mall. We use tracts, the Bible, or even our testimony to persuade people to believe in Christ. Now, I'd like to share my testimony with you. From what I can remember, the first time I read the Bible or went to church, I was 21 years old. I vaguely remember as a young child my dad saying that churches just want your money and church is for weak people. I learned a lot from being with my father, but when I was 8, I was taught a lesson from my heavenly father. God did something to open up my eyes. One morning, I woke up and I couldn't open my eyes. Something was keeping my eyes closed shut. I started to panic and I cried for help. Thankfully, my dad was there and he knew how to help me. He came to me, grabbed my arm, and led me to the sink. Then he ran warm water over my eyes and gently rubbed them with a warm towel, and my eyes were opened. I didn't know it then, but God was giving me an amazing gift, the ability to see that this world is fallen and I need something more. You see, things weren't working out with my family. My eyes were glued shut that night, probably because I fell asleep crying because I saw my mother weep as she struggled to figure out how to tell me she was leaving my dad and how she was going to start over. The Lord has provided so abundantly for my mom and us, but she had to raise two kids and work a full-time job, so me and my sister got into a lot of trouble. I gained a reputation mostly because of a need to be accepted of a thief and a vandalist. In 10th grade, we moved from Venice to Santa Clarita. I thought I was a big fish in a small pond, and if anybody messed with me, I would bring all my friends from Venice. Vengeance and anger were a big part of my life. I broke my hand by punching one of my friends for not paying me 20 bucks. It wasn't the money, but the principle. Later, I got into a bad fight and got amnesia and didn't know where I was. I was taking the bus home. I had a big bump in my head. I was scared. I got home and found my stash of money, and I had a little relief. I thought I had died and gone to hell, which I knew from watching movies. Life was scary and unsatisfying. I tried everything, had relationships, money, but something was missing. A few random strangers reached out to me when I was about 21. Darren Fennell, who goes to this church, was the first person to share the gospel with me. He told me there was a God who was holy, who hated sin, and wanted people to be good, but they couldn't be good on their own. They were slaves to sin, but Christ died on the cross to pay for their sins. And if you believe in that and make God your Lord, you could be saved and adopted into his family. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. This was great news, but I had a girlfriend that I was caught up with, and it wasn't my time, so it wasn't my time. The Lord gave me another chance, and when I was at Cal State Northridge, a guy named Big Al invited me to a church for a Bible study, and at the end he asked me if I wanted to pray. It was my first time praying. It was very awkward. I did, and 2 weeks later, I got baptized. I finally found what my soul needed to break away from a fallen world. I turned from all my sins and was born again, a new creation who lives to obey and bring honor to my Heavenly Father. Looking back at my life, the disappointments and heartbreaks as a young kid, the dissatisfaction that I felt from all that the world has to offer, I think of 1 Peter 1:24-25. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now that I'm a Christian, God has replaced my anger and vengeance with peace and love. I have the Holy Spirit in me, so I walk in joy, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, patience. By the Lord's grace, I can say, as in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks for listening. Amen.